conscious of the time, so I'm going to get to the final question. Probably one of the key questions of the whole campaign. The Irish citizen is being asked to take on the debts of the European Bank and pay for this by selling our assets for half nothing to the same bank so that we can bail them out. We take on debts without a discount and sell assets without a premium. Now, the economist David McWilliams has suggested that the new government should put to a referendum the question of making any further payments from the citizens to the bank creditors. This would give the new government a clear democratic mandate with which to negotiate. Is this feasible, and realistically, is talk of renegotiating the IMF-EU bailout deal merely choreographed political steam?
Joe, I think David McWilliams' analysis is correct. We cannot pay the debts back, and the sooner people realise that and stop trying good money after bad, the better, because I know now in the next month there's an extra, for example, 10 billion to go into our own native banks, not to mind the money for the IMF bailout. So I think, yes, it does need to be renegotiated, but I think it's going to be a sad state if the same people who made the deal to begin with, or their fellow travellers, all of whom agreed with this deal to begin with and allowed it to pass through, are the ones who negotiate that deal. So I think whatever the deal that comes up is that it should be brought back to the people. Why are not budgets and all other matters brought back to citizens for their approval?